opera in Honolulu has a history dating back to the Hawaiian monarchy, and until very recently, it's been a model of a successful arts institution. In 2017, the loss of Hawaii's own Henry Akina as artistic director due to illness was a huge blow. Then, in April this year, 2018, the sudden departure of HOT's general director left our community a bit shaken. Hawaii Opera Theater's general director, Simon Crookall, left amid claims of sexual harassment, which HPR has independently confirmed. Former HOT executive director Karen Tiller, who will fill his position temporarily, says upon Crookall's departure, the company found itself $1.5 million in debt and therefore decided to postpone The Marriage of Figaro to next season.
When we did that, we promised our subscribership and our donor base that we would take that time, the time of that production, and really dig deep into a vision for the future for HOT.
How does someone in opera begin to look at even the survival of this and the future of this art form?
In the field at large, this is the conversation. Is the era of the three-hour big opera in a big old hall coming to an end? Maybe it's not completely coming to an end, but we do have to do other things, things that are maybe smaller venues, shorter duration, maybe more experiential connection as it relates to the music itself.
Factor in a multi-year closure of Blaisdell Concert Hall for the NBC redevelopment.
Yeah, it's a big transition, but it's exciting. I think that it's in some ways made us really look right in the face of the things that challenge us and figure out how to turn that into a positive. This is about a cultural institution that must not only survive, but thrive. We can do this.
Meanwhile, this weekend, two lovers wrestle with destiny in a contemporary Romeo and Juliet. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.